Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we glorify your name, and we ask that all we may do may reflect our love for you and our service to our neighbor. Help us to live the commandments of love God and neighbor, and help us to glorify you, your name every day, that others may come to know you, love you, and serve you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we've been focusing a little bit on the Old Testament in the book of Numbers, and we've been focusing also on the story of St. John Vianney. But I want to focus today on the reading we find in the Gospel, because it's that famous story where we see two things. Number one, we see that Peter recognizes that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Messiah, where he proclaims to Jesus that he is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And it's also where he makes the big mistake, where he hopes that nothing bad happens to Jesus. So it's that interesting combination of the good thing and the mistaken thing. It kind of reminds me of something we used to say in the Navy, where there were a collection of points. It was all a joke and it was all hypothetically. And it was a collection of points you would get, and they would be called attaboys. But if you made a mistake, you would get I'll call it an oh gosh. They used another word that I won't use on Christian radio. We'll call it an oh gosh. And you'd have a million attaboys, but one oh gosh would eliminate all your attaboys. And obviously it was an explanation, just kind of a joke to say, no matter all the good thing you do, you make that one mistake and all of a sudden you're the bad person. So kind of interesting thing that we used to joke around in the Navy. Well, in a sense, you see that here today, because here is this powerful point where Peter acknowledges that he has come to understand that Jesus is the Messiah. And there's something to realize there, because he says, Jesus says to Peter, it's not flesh and blood that has revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. We're talking about a form of mysticism, that reality of the Messiah, of the wisdom of God, rather, that comes to us through our worship of God, through our prayer, through our seeking the Lord. And this led him to the wisdom of God that led him to understand who Jesus is. He may have not fully understand what the word Messiah meant or the role of the Messiah. And we all know that up until the death of Jesus, they thought he was going to be a military leader. So here he is, they recognize he is the Messiah, but they don't fully understand what that means yet. And they will in time. But they do realize, as St. Peter says, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so it's that powerful moment. And Jesus points out to him that this is something that you have realized, and you've realized it because the grace of the Lord has given it to him. So over time, we go from the time where Peter comes to realize there's something powerful about Jesus. Remember, the first words of Peter to Jesus were, "Leave me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." So we see this powerful moment where he sees Jesus and is called by him to be one of his apostles. He gets his name changed to Simon, and from Simon to Peter. Peter means the rock, and we learn that powerful passage where he says, I now call you Peter. It's actually here where he gives him the name. And upon this rock, I will build my church. So we see this powerful message, and that's the attaboy. That's the, wow, you're getting it. You're really figuring it out. And then the other side is then he is called a spawn of Satan, I think it was. Oh, let me look up the exact word. An agent of Satan, in any case, for a saying that God forbid, literally, Lord, that anything should be done to you, anything could happen to you. Because remember, in between that those two statements, Jesus says that he is going to suffer from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes. He's going to be killed, but on the third day he's going to be raised. And Peter says, oh, you know, God forbid any of this would happen. And it's at that point that Jesus calls him Satan, didn't call him spawn of Satan, called him Satan himself. And so that's a powerful message. I mean, he just turned around and said, okay, you got it. There's the attaboy. You got it. You got the message. You got the message. And then he comes out and says, you couldn't have got it more wrong if you were Satan himself. You just got the message completely wrong. Well, why does this thing happen? Well, again, Peter understands who the Messiah is, but then he doesn't understand the mission. And we see that a lot. We see people who can turn around and say, I recognize who Jesus is, and I can recognize Jesus as God, or I can recognize Jesus as God, but I don't believe in his death and resurrection, or I don't believe in his resurrection. So they don't understand who Jesus truly is, because Jesus doesn't make any sense without the death and the resurrection. As I often say, when people say they don't believe Jesus resurrected from the dead, I always say, then what's the difference between Jesus and Socrates? There is none. So he resurrected from the dead. That makes the powerful difference. But we see that message, and they don't fully understand Jesus today, and others do, and so they have this different image, and they're expecting something different than what they see, and when they don't see it, they choose not to believe. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. Everything has you overwhelmed. You are more than worried, and you are inundated with fear. You keep asking yourself, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, have you read the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter? Yes, the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter reminds us that all God's people go through difficult times, but God will get us through them.
Cast your troubles on him because he cares for you.
We are called to humble ourselves before the mighty Lord, and he will raise us up in victory.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time.
He reminds us to be aware that our weaknesses can lead us into the devil's path, so be extra vigilant.
Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
So the next time you feel overwhelmed, turn to the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter in the New Testament, and St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website. Don't forget to connect to the parish. You can connect to the parish there. You can also send us feedback, send us prayer requests. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can sign up for our Substack newsletter, where, again, I'm putting more fiction up there. And also my homily. My homily hasn't been there for a little while because took a couple weeks off, but everything's back. And you can even see the notes that I have prepared for the homily for each week and everything else. So all of that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about that powerful moment where Peter talks to Jesus and recognizes that he's the Messiah, but then he gets all upset when he says, you know, let nothing bad happen to you. And Jesus himself calls Peter Satan for having those thoughts. And that's part of something we always have to understand, because sometimes we'll look at this whole concept of our relationship with Jesus and we'll say, well, if Jesus is who he is, then he's going to make everything smooth for us. And if things are going wrong in our life, it's because we have turned away from the Lord. Not necessarily so, and it may not be so at all. He may be strengthening us because he is also doing things in our lives that are teaching us as he's teaching Peter and the apostles. They're coming to realize he is the Messiah. Well, how do they realize he is the Messiah? Well, first of all, he's doing the miracles. They're seeing the powerful teaching. They're recognizing that everything he says about himself adds up. But they don't fully understand this death and resurrection part. And that's where Peter steps in and said, no, God forbid this would happen. Because remember, it is their belief that what's going to happen is Jesus is going to somehow overthrow the Romans. They haven't figured it out how, but that's what they think is going to happen. Jesus is going to overthrow the Romans. And of course, if the elders and the chief priests and the scribes come in and they kill Jesus, then he's obviously not going to overthrow the Romans. So something, it doesn't add up because they aren't there yet. They don't understand yet. And always keep that in mind. Trust in the Lord. And when things don't go the way you expect, don't take that as God is abandoning you. Remember what we said at the very beginning of the week where I talked about the fact that if you think that coming to know God and having a relationship with God is going to make everything wonderful, or if you say, gee, if I only could be like Moses or Elijah who knew the Lord so well, things must have been just wonderful for them. I mean, Moses just had to lift up his hands and open up the Red Sea, and everyone was free to walk through the Red Sea and then close it up when the Egyptians came through to finally defeat the Egyptian army. Or Moses could bring upon the manna that came from heaven. Well, you can look at that, but you forget this simple part where Moses turns around and says, kill me now. I'm done. I am done with this grumbling and this complaining, and they were just all day long. It's nothing but the same thing, and I've just had it. And he's grumbling on himself and just says, kill me now. And I talked about Elijah. Remember, I talked to you about that. And then the next day, I talked to you about Jeremiah. Jeremiah didn't ask to be killed. He just rued the day he was born. So you can expect certain expectations and discover your expectations don't match what Jesus is actually doing in your life. And your extremely difficult times are where he is forming you. And if you remain faithful and you bring it all to prayer, even if you find prayer difficult, he is forming you. I often teach that. People will be going through extremely devastating experiences, and I would say, and they'd say, well, where is God in this? And I would say, stay faithful and know there will come a time in the future where you will use all of what you were learning right now to serve God by serving another and help them go through a very difficult time. You're being formed. So always keep that in mind. Sometimes your most difficult times are actually when the Lord is forming you and changing you so that you may do his work in the future. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.